We were certainly pleased to see that the mandatory price reporting was reauthorized. We had three asks. We accomplished two out of the three, number one being the prior day's late afternoon purchases be included in the following morning's report, whereas before that was a gap that was there, so just to represent more of a true picture of the hogs. And then the other one was a negotiated price formula pigs. They had a future delivery date. We asked that they be included in the report, and they agreed to do that as well. Our third ask was to deem mandatory price reporting as an essential government service during periods of government shutdowns. That did not get included in the reauthorization, so we'll work on that issue for another time. But producers across the country really do depend on mandatory price reporting, and it became obvious during the last government shutdown that there were games being played with markets across the country, and we just don't want that to happen again.
Now, the statute requires meatpackers to report to USDA the prices they pay for cattle, hogs, lambs, and other information. USDA publishes twice daily reports with information on pricing, contracting for purchase, supply and demand conditions for livestock, livestock production, and livestock products. To learn more, you can go to the National Pork Producers Council website. That's nppc.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.